Yo, what up? This is D Minor, and you are listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
This is Alive 90.5.
And we're crossing over here from Parramatta Leagues Club here with Alive 90.5. We have one of the board of Parramatta Leagues Club, Mark Jenkins. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you this morning?
We are great. Well, Mark, first of all, can you give us a bit of background regarding Parramatta Leagues Club and your involvement, why you chose to partner and be part of the Super T Fair Fight Foundation organisation in terms of sponsorship and partnership?
Yeah, Parramatta Leagues is a big organisation in the Parramatta area, and we regularly team up and partner with different charities within our particular region. Super T is one that we're very, very pleased to be able to be involved with on this occasion this morning. Being able to pack these shirts for ill children and being able to support their families, support the kids that are in hospital doing it really, really tough, and families that are doing it really tough, is something that that we really enjoy doing, and we really enjoy being involved in that sort of thing from a Parramatta Leagues perspective. At the end of the day, we're a community organisation and we just really want to support our community here in the Parramatta area.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and just leading off from that, Mark, how important is it for Parramatta Leagues Club to support these types of initiatives in the community? Of course, we've got Super T, so many great charities, so many great community groups in Parramatta. Why does Parramatta Leagues Club take such a prominent role?
I think one of the main reasons we're here is to be able to do that. Parramatta Leagues Club has been here since the 1940s, and it's every year it's always supported the community around Parramatta. We also support our football team, quite obviously, but the other part is about being able to support our communities, and we're very keen on making sure that we take the things that come to us at Parramatta Leagues Club through our sales of our products, and we put them back into the community. No one makes a profit out of Parramatta Leagues Club other than the community, and it's very important that we do support the community either in ways such as this with Super T or through different areas, other areas that we support through Parramatta Mission, etc., going forward.
Great. Now, I've seen you've got quite a few Eels players here today, which is also creating quite a bit of hype and excitement. Regarding some of the, I saw Tim Manor there earlier, who will be being interviewed later, really excited. And keen to know, with the Parra Eels players, etc., and their involvement as well, you do quite a bit with sports as well, and you've been a great sponsor, should I say, of the Parra Leagues Club.
Yeah, most certainly. And of course, Greg Monaghan, who runs also Parramatta Cricket Club, has been a big supporter of the station as well, the sports program particularly. Yeah. So we're very fond of the work that Parra Leagues Club does since he's come on board, but also the Parramatta Cricket Club in general. So, we really appreciate the work that Parramatta Leagues Club does in sport particularly, but also in terms of his charity events and other community events too.
Yeah, I think that's the two big things that we're here for. We're here for sport, and we're here to really support the young kids of our community in developing junior league and junior cricket and junior sport and all different aspects. And we're here also to support these charities to assist people in the Parramatta area and even more widely than that, that are doing a little bit tough. So those are two main things that we're involved here. Tim's here. Tim's always involved in these sorts of ventures. He's always very keen. He's always the first person to stick his hand up to do this. You've just about got all of the board here today. Greg Monaghan, our chair, is here.
Wow.
And as you say, Greg is very, very much involved in the cricket for Parramatta area also. And so, we see, those two things, really supporting junior sport and also supporting a number of the community charities around Parramatta being something that's hand in glove. Being able to support our young people in developing sporting skills and being able to develop teamwork and leadership, assist them in the way that they develop. And then those that are doing it a little bit tougher in the Parramatta area, we support through our community ventures.
Do you think Greg will recognise me? I mean, I'm wearing a bat suit that's quite tight. But if I said, hey, Greg, it's Tony, do you think he'll notice it's me?
I'm not sure it's the mask or where it's the abs that are going.
Well, I reckon this is the first time I see Tony with abs.
That's right, exactly. Well, I might have to
put on home today. They're playing on abs, but that's great.
Awesome.
We can be who we want to be today, right?
We can.
Now, Mark, for everybody wanting to get involved, how can they get involved? Just local businesses, communities, and that. Obviously, Super T's having a packing event today. And we've already shared with the listeners, supertea.org.au, but if there's anything that they want to be involved in your organisation, be a volunteer or be part of this great community, how can they get involved?
Oh, look, I think they just go to the website and support Super Tea through the website that you've already provided. You know, the support for this particular charity is really, really critical, with volunteers, with money to be able to purchase these really fantastic shirts that are being put together. These T-shirts are being put together. The thing with these T-shirts is that it's not only a show of support that Super Tea has for the families and the children, but they're a very practical garment. They're a very practical thing for the children to wear in hospital, because it's easy for the medical procedures to be done in and around that particular garment. So it's a really, really important thing. But become involved in Super Tea either through being able to donate some cash perhaps, or being able to donate some time is really, really critical. More widely than that, there's a number of other different community ventures that Parramatta League Club's involved in, the Parramatta Mission, for example. And once again, it's just about going to those websites and being able to donate to there, or indeed come in and you know, patronise the Parramatta Leagues Club, because, you know, a portion of everything that we make at Parramatta Leagues Club goes directly back into the community or into sport.
Yeah. Oh, great. Excellent.
And now, a lot of people have been asked, what superhero would they be? I'm not going to ask you that, Mark, but I'm going to ask you, what superpower would you want? Fly, super strength? I mean, you can be as strong as Batman is today. Have a look at my gun. But what do you think, Mark? What would be your superpower of choice?
I think my superpower of choice would be to be able to fly. I think post-COVID traffic's not doing me any good whatsoever.
So you just want to fly.
Just being able to hover over the top of the traffic and get from point A to point B will be really, really good. But if I had another superpower, it'd be to ensure that there's not a sick child in the world. But that's not one that's going to come my way.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us here at Live 90.5 and for the great work you're doing at Paraleagues Club and with Super Tea and Fair Fight Foundation. And keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for your support. We really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.